The following is a presentation of the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. Recapture your youthful look with Dr. David Bank. Visit thecenterforderm.com. You'll be happy you did. Welcome to the Health and Happiness Show with Casey. This is a weekly presentation with guests, ideas, information, and fun designed to improve your life from 100.7 WHUD.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in today. Are you ready to shine on? You will surely shine after a visit with Jason Elias. He is a true healer who has studied with the masters early at Esalen in California, which he called a breeding ground for light. And Jason has been around the world for his training in psychology, bodywork, massage, bioenergetics, Aikido, psychic surgery, acupuncture, herbal studies, and Ayurveda. He'd love to see you in New York City or Westchester, and you can pick up his book and learn of his amazing journey. Kissing Joy as It Flies. This actually started as a gift to his son.
You know, this is my fourth book. I've written a book on herbs. I've written some books on Chinese medicine and feminine healing, which was dealing with women. This was really meant to be a book for my son, just to tell the journey. Because when my father passed away when I was 20 years old, I realized what an exciting journey he had. I was too young to be interested. And by the time he passed away, I needed to gather some of the pieces. I wanted to have this book for my son. As I was writing it, it took on a bigger narrative. I felt it wasn't for my son. It was for me I needed to do this. But it was almost a 10-year process of reliving all these steps in my own healing journey, which was traveling around the world in search of what are the roots of healing. Wow. And realizing it's everyone's story. There's a resonant thread that goes through my life, through the book, and through all of our lives. And if we can tap into that resonance which guides our life, and I know you have from everything I've heard about you, that we know when we're in resonance, when we're at peace with ourselves and the world. And sometimes it's not what the world is looking for or what our parents or priests think is best for us, but when we're in tune, and that was the message I tried to give my son, and that was, in effect, when he wrote the postscript, finding his own resonance, which I think is wonderful. I feel we all have a creative spirit. Some people express it through art, other people through music, other people through taking care of others or mothering. You know, creativity isn't connected with what we sometimes imagine, you know, the creative, the actors, the actresses, the musicians. But it's our way of being in life without preordaining what it's supposed to be, where we feel connected to ourselves. And that's what gives us true happiness. Like the title of the book, which I love, was from a William Blake four-line quatrain. And it goes, you know, he who tries to bind to himself a joy does the winged life destroy, but he who kisses joy as it flies lives in eternity sunrise. And I feel when we're kissing joy, we're in that resonance. And I think people can look in themselves and find what activates that for them.
Yes, it is a journey. I want you to repeat that quote again, if you could.
He who binds to himself a joy does the winged life destroy, but he who kisses joy as it flies lives in eternity sunrise.
What a wonderful, wonderful image. Thank you. Kissing joy as it flies. It really says it all. Now, let's talk about the kind of therapist you are.
Yes. I mean, I go by acupuncturist, herbalist, but each of us do who we are. You know, you're a radio commentator, but that's not who you are. And what you've been able to do is to take your life and what you've done and what's resonated your inner flame, and you're bringing it through the medium of radio now, which is wonderful. So I do acupuncture and herbal medicine, and they're very practical and they're very effective, being both over 4,000 years old. But I came to this journey as a psychologist, and then I trained as a body worker. I went to Esalen, trained with Ida Rolf and Moshe Feldenkrais. These are names, you know, of people who understand body work, who are some of the big people, realizing that the psyche, as a psychotherapist, was only partial, that we are a psychophysical spiritual being. And as I was at Esalen learning more about psychotherapy, I realized that if my body was being worked on, all of these feelings would erupt. So I was a psychophysical person. But the more I was there and meeting people like Alan Watts and Jay Krishnamurti and Joseph Campbell, it was like, wow, there's the spirit.
Yeah.
And we revolve in all of them. So what I try to do, although I use the techniques mostly from acupuncture and herbal medicine, is I really connect with my clients. You know, the way a Reiki healer connects, the way other people that are coming in through different modalities to really be with the person you're working with, help them to move through the dis-ease and into, you know, health again. So it's we find those modalities that work for us. So I love the acupuncture and herbal medicine, but it's much more. We bring our whole training, our whole life to what we do.
Now, you've met people I've only read about and quoted, like, I didn't realize there was a Rolf in Rolfing.
But yes, I guess there was. Quite a woman, Ida Rolf, German.
And Feldenkrais was, I knew that was a person. And you've actually met Joseph Campbell. That's pretty impressive.
Yes. On time with Joseph Campbell. Yeah, I mean, Esalen back in those days was like a breeding ground for light, as far as I'm concerned. There were so many luminaries and so many presences there. And that's why in the book I sort of go much more into detail with that part of the life, because it created the seeds that would begin to sprout later.
Right.
You know, but I always felt that passion. But yes, these people were rays of light. And I really think that more of those rays of light are coming out now.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. We are talking to Jason Elias. His book is Kissing Joy as It Flies, A Journey in Search of Healing and Wholeness. There's a quote on page 317 by an author, Lynn Andrews, who I guess wrote Healers on Healing. And she said, mm-hmm. A healer does not really heal. A healer can only present a mirror. As a healer, what does that mean to you?
That to me is, through the healing, a person becomes more aware of their own story. And a good healer doesn't have a personality or doesn't have an ego that says, okay, I'm going to make you better. I feel that's in the realm of medicine, which I respect. It's a cure type of thing. But healing gets a person in touch with themselves and teaches them to live life more fully, which promotes the free movement of energy, and therefore often disease dissipates. So through the healer, they see themselves, and that's the mirror. If a healer has an ego that they want to feel they're responsible for the healing, there's no mirror there. The person looks in their eyes and they see someone that wants to change them. A true healer doesn't want to change the person they're with. They want them to honor and respect and be with the person they're with and develop that. And I think that's what the mirror means to me.
Wow. A true healer doesn't want to change the person they're with.
Right.
That just hit me between the eyes.
When I was doing the Around the World trip, the way that really came to life in me was I decided to use my father's money and go to different countries and see how different countries honored the healers within their societies. And I went to Japan, I went to Hong Kong, I went to the Philippines that I felt called for. And, you know, these were psychic healers and psychic surgeons, we call them. But I really stayed there for almost 7 months working with these healers and feeling like, wow, I can do this. I'm really good. People are telling me what a good healer I am. You know, so I went there with the idea of studying the healing, and I studied it for myself. But I was called to India, where I was going to go, and my girlfriend was waiting there, and she said, we have a problem. There's a woman here who's dying. She's 24 years old, and the ashram is very upset. Can you heal her? And I said, I don't know. And I remember flying to India, feeling, who am I? How am I going to heal this young woman? And when I got to the ashram, everyone was anxiously awaiting me because I had this reputation that I was a healer. And she was in the hospital in a coma. She had a brain tumor that was inoperable. Mm. They actually did operate. It was too massive. They closed her up. And I said, let's meet in her room. And we met at her room in the ashram, and these were her friends and family. And I said, let's just hold hands, you know, do a little oming, which just brings the level of energy, and then think of her with love and put your hands in the middle of the room and think healing. And I tried to do this, and I got a huge headache. And I said, I've never got a headache when I healed. I tried it again. I got a headache. The next day, I went to her room at the hospital, and I asked her brother, who was pushing this respiratory bag, this is India, to keep her breathing, but she was in a coma. And I said, do you mind if I try a healing in person, just the direct energy and love? And he said, sure. And I tried again, and I got the headache again. And then I heard a voice that said, leave me alone. It hurts too much. I'm not going back. And I realized it was her energy. It was the first time I ever tried to heal a vacant body. She wasn't in the body.
Wow.
She was hovering somewhere. And I said, I broke down crying, and I said, who am I to heal anyone? You know, it's thy will, not my will, and let's channel energy. Usually the person will use that energy and heal, but sometimes thy will is death. And, you know, the story goes on, and in the book I go into detail, but it was really a major lesson for me that healing is to honor that which is and to support it and create the energy.
Right, right. To honor and support it, but not try to change it. And when you say, thy will be done, are you saying God's will or the patient's will?
I guess it's both. I meant God's in the sense of the universe. You know, there's, you know, there are things that are written, and that's where kissing joy means we have to go with the flow. And there are times, you know, that it's time to let go. And I think if the person's in connection with that spirit, whether it's God or the universe or whatever we want to call it, then they, when it's time, they can surrender.
Jason Elias, his book is Kissing Joy as It Flies, A Journey in Search of Wholeness and Healing. I do have a copy to share. Let me know if you would like it. Email kcradio@gmail.com. And get lots of great information at Jason's website, 5elementhealing.net. Next, would you spray bacteria on your face on purpose? A chemical and biological engineer wants to tell you what the little buggers will do for you.
This is the Health and Happiness Show with Casey on 100.7 WHUD. If you have a question or need more information about things you've heard on the show, email kcradio@gmail.com. The Health and Happiness Show. Information, fun, and inspiration.
Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology, Laser, and Cosmetic Surgery in Mount Kisco is one of only 300 doctors in the U.S. trained to use Kybella. Kybella is an FDA-approved chin fat-removing drug. With this in-house procedure, you can now remove excess fat around the top of the neck, known as double chin. This is a common concern for many, as this area is often too hard to conceal with clothing. Now, with up to 6 sessions, there is finally a non-surgical solution to dramatically enhance a person's appearance and self-esteem, and give a more youthful look. The healing process is so minimal, you can expect to return to work in just days. Kybella is a permanent treatment. Even if you gain weight post-procedure, those areas treated still remain tight and slim. Schedule your consult with Dr. David Bank, 914-241-3003. That's 914-241-3003. And visit thecenterforderm.com.
Hi, it's Holly Shelowitz with your Nourishing Wisdom. Here are some time-saving tips so that you can eat healthy food even when you're busy. Nourishing meals sustain your body, fuel your brain, keep blood sugar levels balanced, and your mood steady. And they definitely take planning. Here are some ideas that can save some time for you. Roast a chicken on the weekend and eat it for a few days. Save the bones to make stock. Roast large baking sheets of broccoli, cauliflower, butternut squash, and store in the fridge. Make large pots of soups and stews. Buy ready-to-eat salad greens so you can easily include a handful of greens next to any meal. Buy already peeled garlic, chopped and washed kale, and other greens so you could easily make a sauté at a moment's notice. Set yourself up so you have an abundance of delicious, amazing food that nourishes you so well you have no interest in skipping meals. Visit nourishingwisdom.com for more time-saving tips and recipes. I'm Holly with your Nourishing Wisdom. Blessings on your day.
Hi, it's Casey from Eating Healthy Food to Microbes That Will Eat the Sweat Off Your Face. That's where we're going today with chemical and biological engineer Jasmina Aganovic. She's the president of Mother Dirt.
Mother Dirt is a company that creates products that restore and maintain the good bacteria of the skin. So we're kind of taking a different approach to what is typical in the kinds of products that we use. We don't really focus on sterilizing and being too clean. Instead, we focus on creating a balance in that delicate ecosystem that's on the skin that we call the microbiome.
The microbiome. Now, how does one become a president of a company like this?
In unexpected ways. Not part of the original plan, but I guess most things in life work out that way. I'm a chemical and biological engineer by training. I was always fascinated by the personal care industry, so most of my career has actually been in more traditional skincare and also naturally based companies, both in the skincare and also a little bit of the hair care space. But just over a year and a half ago, I was approached by the team here that had some really interesting technology and a really fascinating approach that I thought was groundbreaking, and they wanted someone to come in and build a brand around it and figure out also how to talk to consumers about it, because we were certainly convinced that there was a demand and an interest in taking a different approach, especially with all of the skin concerns and problems that seem to be on the up and up.
Okay, what kind of skin concerns and problems are on the up and up these days?
Well, we can start with something very basic, like sensitive skin. Sensitive skin is one of the fastest growing categories in personal care. Over half of all women say that they have sensitive skin, and this is something that was recently reported on by Vogue magazine. And then we can get a little bit more serious with things like eczema. Eczema is growing rapidly in children. Approximately 1 in 6 children have eczema, and even more interestingly, it seems to track with asthma, which means that if your child has asthma, chances are 9 out of 10 that your child might also have eczema.
Why are the two linked?
Science is trying to figure that out. There are some hypotheses out there. People think that we aren't spending enough time outdoors. People think that we are protecting our immune system too much, such that when we expose it to small factors, that it overcompensates and it overreacts. So we're kind of living in an age of more inflammatory disorders than we did 20 years ago, even. And the idea is that, you know, we might really be too clean, or we might really be separating ourselves from the environment entirely too much. And it all stems into what has come to be known the hygiene hypothesis.
The hygiene hypothesis. Okay. Mother Dirt says we should put what on our face?
So Mother Dirt works with a type of bacteria that is found in nature. It used to exist on us naturally, but we've wiped it out in the last 50 to probably 75 years with the modern products that we use. This bacteria is very sensitive to surfactants, which are found effectively in all of our soaps, and preservatives, which will be found on basically every product that sits on a store shelf. So we're focusing on returning that bacteria back to the skin and helping cultivate the benefits that come along with it.
Okay, what is this bacteria that we need on our skin called?
It is called Nitrosomonas eutropha, so it's quite a mouthful, but it's also called AOB. That is the class of bacteria that it falls into, so we call it AOB for short. It's easier to say, but AOB stands for ammonia oxidizing bacteria, and that speaks a little bit more towards what the bacteria does and how it works.
We are talking to Jasmina Aganovic of Mother Dirt. You can find lots more at motherdirt.com, and we're talking about AOB, an ammonia-oxidizing bacteria that helps balance the skin. And you say it used to live on our skin, but we wiped it out.
Correct.
We wiped it out with all the astringent things we've been using on our skin?
Correct. And it might not necessarily be just the astringent things. So many of the products that we use, even what we believe are the most gentlest and most natural and most organic, they still contain things like preservatives, and they still contain surfactants that effectively wipe this incredibly sensitive little bug out.
Okay. How about babies? Are they not being born with this bacteria?
That's actually an interesting question. There's a lot of fascinating research going on about the child microbiome and the effect of a natural birth versus a C-section birth, and some interesting techniques that are being used to help normalize some of those things. Children probably are not born with AOBs simply because we don't believe that AOBs colonize the womb, but the child's microbiome is developing pretty rapidly over the course of the first 3 to 7 years of their life. So it's incredibly important for the kid is for it to be exposed to the environment, specifically the outdoors. And this is how it builds up, theoretically, its immune system and the strength and diversity of its microbiome that can potentially set them up for having a very healthy immune system. The moment that kid sets foot outdoors, plays in the dirt, plays outside, that's really when the child is going to be exposed to these class of bacteria.
All right. So we have bacteria living on our skin, and some of that is good. Yes.
Yes, correct.
And we have lots of bacteria in our bellies. I think we have more bacteria than we have cells in our bellies.
That's correct, yeah.
So I see how this can work, but how, chemical engineer and president of Mother Dirt, are you telling people to buy this stuff and use it? Tell me what it looks like. I think I'm a little bit afraid of it.
Oh, so I think many people thought that would be the initial response. And to be completely honest, that's a little bit of what we as a company were expecting. We definitely didn't think that the general public or anyone for that matter would be ready to spray bacteria on their skin. And we turned out to be wrong.
You know, P.T. Barnum said, the sucker's born every minute. Don't underestimate us. We're going to spray bacteria on our face if it's going to make us look cute. Yes, we are.
Sure. Definitely, there's a little bit of an education to be done, but by and large, we've been so humbled by the amount of interest in not only our research, but also our product. And I think that all of that stems back to the fact that people are noticing what's going on. Parents are raising children with all sorts of inflammatory issues that they did not grow up with. And while we don't make claims on those things at all, there is much more of a conversation around this idea of we're being too clean. We are taking the pendulum too far in one direction. And it's time to bring things back to center and take a different approach, because the approach that we have been taking for the last 15 years with more lotions and potions hasn't actually been taking the numbers in the right direction.
Yeah. You know what I always worry about when I put anything on my face is I realize it's going to end up in my blood soon.
Yeah, the skin definitely has an impact on the immune response, and also it's the first barrier to the environment, so it's definitely an important channel.
So tell me about the product. What does it look like if we were to go and look for it, and how do we use it?
Great questions. We have three products right now. The one that we've referred to the most, the spray, it's called the AO Plus Mist. This is the one product that contains that live bacteria. Spray it on basically after your showers, and then you go about your day as usual, and it's doing its thing. The two supporting products that we have are a cleanser and a shampoo. These products don't contain that bacteria, but they're formulated in a very specific way to be friendly to the good bacteria of the skin. The cleanser comes in a foaming pump, and the shampoo comes in a pretty basic dispenser, and you would use those like you would use any other cleanser or shampoo.
I am loving this education I'm getting today.
Jasmine, I'm really glad to hear that, Casey.
So you spray the bacteria spray on your face, and it does that thing it does. What is that thing that it does?
The bacteria, this is kind of creepy but awesome at the same time. The bacteria consumes your sweat. So when we sweat, this is the irritating thing to our skin. This is why we are told to take showers and use soaps. Sweat is irritating to the skin. It causes things like diaper rash, right? Because the heavy diaper causes the baby's bum to sweat so much, and it causes that irritation that's there. The bacteria consumes those irritating components of the sweat, so it takes care of that issue, and it actually converts it into good things for the skin. So it's this continuous recycling process that's running on the surface of our skin that's removing the bad and converting it back into the good. So this is why we recommend to spray it on the face. We have a lot of sweat glands on our face, but also on areas like the underarms, the hands, and the feet. These are all key areas where we have a lot of sweat glands. And presumably, these guys lived naturally before.
I have a nephew who has feet. This is going to be perfect for him. The AO Plus Mist, and the AO stands for ammonia oxidizing.
You got it.
Bacteria. Okay, the AO Plus Mist, we can spray it on our face, we can spray it under our arms, we can spray it on our feet. Can we spray it anywhere else?
Yes, you can even spray it on your private areas, which is kind of a crazy idea, but definitely one of the key areas that it's used on as well.
Okay, Mother Dirt, what else do you have up your dirty little sleeves?
Well, what we're looking to do as a company is to obviously continue this conversation around rethinking clean, and this idea that we might have confused cleanliness with sterility and that it's taking us away from truly what we believe is health, but also to continue building our research and our product line of biome-friendly products so that we can create easy swaps for people so that they don't feel like they have to give up things in their routine, and that they can take on a routine that's friendly to the good bacteria of their skin and of their body, so that hopefully they can have a healthier lifestyle.
Mother Dirt, based in Massachusetts. Jasmina Aganovic invites you to go to motherdirt.com. Let the AO Mist eat the sweat right off your face so you can shine on. See you next week.
You've been listening to the Health and Happiness Show with Casey. The content of the Health and Happiness Show is intended for general information purposes only. The Health and Happiness Show is a presentation of the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. Recapture your youthful look with Dr. David Bank. Visit thecenterforderm.com. You'll be happy you did. You can listen to previously broadcast shows online at kcradio.com. And join Casey for another edition of the Health and Happiness Show next Sunday morning on 100.7 WHUD.